From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that a Spectrum News One Siena College poll released November 4th shows Democrat Josh Riley 5 points ahead of Republican Mark Molinaro in their contest to represent the new 19th Congressional District. An October 6th poll showed a similar lead, both within the poll's 5% margin of error. Then Riley led Molinaro 46% to 41%. Now Riley polls 48% support for 43% for Molinaro. Riley is from near Ithaca, while Molinaro lives outside of the district in Dutchess County. Poll has Republican candidate for governor Lee Zeldin leading Democrat incumbent Kathy Hochul inside the district 50% to 45%. The geographical area favored Democrat Joe Biden by 4 percentage points over Republican Donald Trump in 2020. Voting continues through November 8th, and you can read the full story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutchess County Supreme Court Judge Christy D'Alesso ruled November 3rd that Dutchess County Republican Elections Commissioner Eric Haidt must follow state law and establish a polling place on the campus of Vassar College. The League of Women Voters, Mid-Hudson Region, and a Vassar student and professor brought the lawsuit. Haidt has lost several lawsuits about his policies to prevent college students at both Bard and Vassar colleges from having their own polling places. County taxpayers have shelled out more than $120,000 in legal fees in Haidt's repeated defeats over issues at Bard and Vassar. D'Alesso wrote in her opinion that, and I quote, "The plain language of Election Law G4-104(5-A), which includes the word shall in quotes, as opposed to may or should, specifically mandates the designation of a voting polling place on a college or university campus where, as here, the petitioner demonstrated that the college or university campus contains 300 or more registrants to vote at an address on such college or university campus," end quote. Haidt had not yet decided his next step, telling Mid-Hudson News that he is, and I quote, "reviewing the decision with my attorney, David Jensen, that was just issued a few minutes ago to determine our next steps," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Raymond Pignon reports in Columbia Green Media that Stoutsville's Church of St. Joseph holds its last Mass on November 5th. Albany Diocese spokesperson Kathy Barron said, and I quote, "St. Joseph is not technically closed in the eyes of the church. It is still a sacred building designated for divine worship," end quote. But declining attendance since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic means there won't be regular services any longer at the Roman Catholic Church. It is unclear whether the food pantry operated by St. Joseph will remain open. Building of the church began 100 years ago, with services beginning in 1925. Barron said, and I quote, "What is going to happen to the church? We really don't know," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.